based on some old-fashioned structural charity and love, so that we can produce children that this world will be proud to have represent them. And that means that a lot of the adults are going to have to clean up their attitude. Even ones within this circle still have many of the wrong attitudes, because you get careless and you joke about things. Jokes come true. Be careful what you joke about, because very often it is the expression of inside truth. And if always our idea is of giving the best that we can, quality that we can, at the very best prices we can, let us enjoy the abundance. And then I have a standard rule of thumb. I don't care what you make. I don't care what Joe Blow makes. But if you communicate it to each other and I find out about it, you're fired. And I will find out about it. Now, I mean, this is just privileged information, and anybody who will go tell privileged information from a desk of honor and trust, well, they're pretty low on my totem pole. And anyone who assumes that task within a corporation or a company of any kind and filches out this information, again, is fired on the spot. I don't care if you own the damn corporation. I will not do business with you. Because we are not going to go through life either on a commune basis. Well, I'm not going to work, but I expect to make as much as you do. No. You might be making as much as they do, and you may not be working. But those are not the reasons you're going to give us for the level of your income. Is going to be a type of operation where the clerks are treated absolutely in the highest of esteem. How in the world do we expect? It's like the hospitals. How do you expect good sanitation in a hospital when you bring in the lowest level of worker, do not pay them, and then you expect them to sterilize every corner in that hospital? You cheat the very workers that can save your ass. There is no more important job than the one who manages your books, for goodness sake. So we're going to start looking at the reality when we go into business. And once again, we've done what we have had to do to get to that point, and we're not there yet. So we have to continue to do whatever we have to do. And we don't have to chop any heads off or do anything like that, but we may have to lay off people to get to there. God only knows what we will have to do. And I mean that literally. My God only knows what we may have to do to get over this last little hurdle. I hope not much. And I hope we can expedite the flow. But if you know anybody who can write a check right today for $5 billion... please introduce me.
Does it have to be able to cash?
Yes.
Check out
yes.
Good. Yes. Well, you'd be surprised how many people don't know how many zeros to put on a billion.
Yeah. Just write it a billion.
A billion, right?
Billion.
No, you're
like
right.
Like a bank figure.
5 billion.
Make it 10 and...
That's what they were doing in Montana, and you notice they're all in jail. And they were doing it perfectly right. They had the proper liens. It's literally legal. Man, those politicians. But you notice who's in jail, not the politicians. Basically, I believe that we got everything necessary to cover, covered. on his trip. We had a little bit of a special circumstance that you can only really experience by just a few minutes of being in the presence of the atmosphere. And I'm a little sorry that I let this slip by. We did see the eagle, and we did see the red tails, and we saw the eagle and the young. But we didn't stop to allow a picture to be taken, and by the time we made the loop and came back down, they had gone to do whatever else they do. There was a man watering and doing some things, and they always migrate over to whatever's going on. They get pretty tame as they live in those mountains a long time and get accustomed to the various people. And any of you who feed birds know that after a while, all of the animals in the whole community will make it their rounds. They are truly welfare recipients. But they make their contribution. They warm your heart, and they make sure your soul stays in good shape by handing out to them, sharing with them. Now, I'm open for some questions. I hate to have to go ahead while everybody can't be in attention, but this was an unusual circumstance where we were able to do this today, and I'm glad we had the opportunity. So I would entertain any kind of questions or discussions or whatever you might want to share now. Does that mean there are no more questions?
You've got plenty, but we don't figure you'll answer.
Speak for yourself.
Brett has plenty, but he doesn't.
Well,
he's got time.
He always gets an answer, he just doesn't like the answer.
Commander, the new science hinted at in the Pleiades connection. The implications are enormous. I'm just wondering the stage of application would be. Do you have any?
On what?
Well, the new technology.
The new technology for what?
Just about everything. Power.
I don't really know how to answer that question. I'm not sure I understand the question. When you talk about new technology, there, as applies to us, you mean, in this valley, later, in general? I don't really understand what I'm being asked.
Locally, he means.
I can't give away very much because I have had to cover it very carefully. I've spoken of it a little bit on the tapes that we made along the way. But as far as new technology, I absolutely will not discuss it under any circumstances as far as I think that you're asking me. What we will do is always have our research and development facilities. But we will not do it just, here is a big research facility and we're going to produce umpteen thousand little black boxes and you won't ever need power again from the grid, for instance. That is tantamount to saying, come and shut us down. You're in competition with Edison, you're in competition with the big boys. Things have to evolve. You can get away with a lot of evolving. If you are studying some kind of solar power or whatever you want to use as you're developing a better way, a better turbine for the wind machine, you can have all of these kinds of industries that I will call them a front for other types of researching and developing. Knowing full well that you're going to be restricted by the big business that's already currently available. It is an energy-run world of Bush and British Petroleum. They're not going to let you do very much that doesn't require you to buy their product, even if it's electricity off of their power lines. see things that you don't know. And these are rather local things, but things that you don't even know about your own city, and most don't even know about here or L.A. For instance, Los Angeles has its own power, gas and power utility, water, gas, and power. But they've just gone through a period of time, and now it's been a little bit postponed, that they were merging into Edison, Southern California Edison. Most people in California would never have known until the fact happened and half the people were laid off to realize that this mammoth utility company is eating the others. Until it's too late to do anything about it. The Utilities Commission allows these things to happen. They don't have a good earthquake plan, but let me tell you, they know everything there is to know about hiding mergers. Right now, the wind parks are in tremendous trouble because they were working on contracts, and the power companies have been able now to drop the pay for this kind of power down below what it costs these people to run and get away with it. And always it's been, well, we will only have a contract for this much because if we have to go to burning coal or something, we will, and then when we go back to natural gas, we can drop the expenses and we drop the amount we pay, and it's a big political mess. So you're not going to be handed any technology from me or anybody else. As it is evolved, probably nine-tenths of the people, and nine-tenths of the people in Tehachapi will never know that we have anything to do with it. This is not going to be a company town. This is going to be a town of companies. And for instance, you bring in a big Price Costco complex. I want it known that around town, nobody's going to know who did that. Gary Cole is going to have done that. And his corporation. So let's not come out with the wrong ideas. We've had ones out here with the wrong ideas. We're going to own Stallion Springs and the police department and the police in Tehachapi, and we're going to run that town. No, we're not. You do not replace one kind of tyranny with another. So as far as technology is concerned, the most impressive technology that you need to know about will be in the motion picture industry. Futuronics is a remarkable idea. It will be a tremendously large dome, 28 to 30 stories high. It will be able to shoot or have four or five individual filming sets so that you never or having to hold up your expensive personnel for filming. All shots will be taken of location, put onto film, and then the sets themselves will be merged into the film. In other words, if you have a Peruvian background, you need a vimina on a hilltop in Peru, you can literally merge your actors then into the play, which is already structured in three dimensions on the film. It'll be a lot of holographic photography, while a gentleman, for goodness sakes, already earned for technology an Academy Award for his camera and filming techniques. As you are filming on one set and you finish, you immediately move it around the wheel and you move another one into place, ready to go. You don't waste 10 minutes restructuring. It's all done behind and rolled around. You'll even be able to do aerial static shots inside that dome. And I'm not going to get further into that. It's already been designed. and architecturally worked on. So that technology already exists. We will assist, and we plan to do that in Sipapu Odyssey as a first run through on location. And I'm not going to tell you the location, because we fully intend to participate. And if we get there and there is the military, it's off. I'm telling you now, it's off. We're going to have to learn to respect privacy. It's not big secret keeping time. But when one tells secrets and privacy, it does in your entire project. And we're not going to endanger our crews by being down there amongst you in human format, where they are just as vulnerable as you are, and so is our craft. The only thing you can't do is penetrate it. But our entities, once they are in full facilitated flesh and bones, are just as vulnerable to being shot as you are, or incarcerated. It's a little harder to handle me. And if it can't work out that way, then we'll mock up whatever we need and use models. We're going to be as flexible as necessary. It has been being worked on for well over 10 years in this place. Did you bring a list of the various projects we're going to do, EJ?
Yes, sir.
Well, maybe you'd like to read them off, just for an idea on this tape. And I don't need anybody rushing in here telling us how to do it either. I'm going to tell you what's already on the list. And we added about 5 this morning on the trip.
Well, it sounds like I've got to do some updating on this list. Last time it was updated was September the 5th, 1988. Under the heading Agriculture. Algae, that takes in spirulina, chlorella. Chickens, meat and eggs, dairy, milk, cheese, butter, etc. Fish, fruit orchards, goats, greenhouses, hydroponics, sheep, turkeys, tofu, general farming, hay, grains and vegetables, food processing, fiber processing, wool, etc., tree trimming and wood processing, herbs and medicines. Under the heading Building Materials, cement, chalkstone, earthstone, lumber, metal, sand and gravel, gypsum, aluminum, pumice, glass, etang, and kiln dust. Number 3, this is under Communication Center. Broadcast facility, radio and TV. Camera development, convention center, hotel and restaurants, motion picture and sound studio, TV studio, satellite transmitter, receiver. Under construction, general contractors, subcontractors, bricklayers, concrete, earth movers, electricians, engineers, architectural, civil, mechanical, and electrical, framers, landscapers, plumbers, roofers, tile layers, solar installers, steel fabrication, welding, cabinet makers. Under corporate management, accounting and bookkeeping, communications, telephone, fax, and telex, legal, planning and strategy, secretarial and word processing, corporation formation and management. Under energy, electrical generation and storage, fuel and fuel storage, gas, diesel, etc., heat and heat storage, including sandstone, wind, solar hot water, steam, methanol, and methane. Employment. Employee pool, office, retail, employee pool, construction, service, etc. Financial. Appraisers, bank, escrow service, mortgage banking, mortgage broker, real estate broker, surveyor, title insurance, and a barter facility. Food, production, processing, storage, distribution, and a grist mill. Number 10, health and healing center. ambulance services, emergency care, hospital care, convalescent care, preventative care, dental care, chiropractic care, hypnotherapy, holistic care, retreat facility, herbalist, and acupuncture. Housing, planning, management, leasing and rental, construction, land, farm and orchard land, building lots, Loop Ranch, North Tehachapi, Sullivan property, Cummings property, Noon's property and facility, Patterson property and equipment, arena building, Water Canyon property, Motor Partners property, and the YMCA. Leasing, autos, trucks, buses, vans, and RVs, agricultural equipment, earth-moving equipment, construction equipment, manufacturing equipment, water tanks, fuel tanks, and tank trailers, new, used, and damaged, refrigerated trailers, new, used, and damaged, railroad cars and equipment. 14. Manufacturing, TerraBlock machines, TerraTile machines, Cockle-Offen ceramic stove, chalk stone machines and equipment, cellular concrete homes, cellular concrete commercial, cement, nuts and bolts, drill bits, etc., vitamins and minerals, honeycomb drywall, batteries, solar panels and loose panels, and clothing. Publishing, writing, editing, printing, copying, binding, packaging, mailing, shipping, glues and adhesives, repair and maintenance, appliance, office and electronics, auto, truck and heavy equipment, house cleaning, home remodel and repair, electrical, janitorial, plumbing, landscape and garden. Under retail, wholesale, auto and truck parts, heavy equipment parts, grocery, hardware, furniture, lumber, office equipment, office supplies, animal feed, music and musical instruments, TV and audio equipment, VCR and audio tapes, etc., books and magazines. Security, private company. Storage, mini storage, food, fuel, water, chemicals, paper and plastic goods, and underground. 20. Teaching, child care, schools, vocational school, technological innovation, R&D labs, energy production, metal and crystal based, photovoltaic, solar, hot water, steam, oil, furnace, ORC, etc., wind, energy storage, electrical, energy storage, heat, air, gravity, etc., Tesla turbine, bladders and cisterns, powdered metal. Under transportation, airport, air service and air taxi, bus and van service, helicopter service, fire and emergency, horse breeding, training and therapy, railroad, switch engine, crane and cars, truck transportation service, truck stop and bulk storage facility, veterinarian and animal shelter, garbage trucks, monolith railroad siding. Underwater, production, distribution, treatment, reclamation, storage, well drilling, waste disposal. And that's the end of the list. Nothing comes after water. I guess hardly anything comes before it.
Ones have asked, can't we just do it ourselves? By meaning, can't we just, you know, go down to the bank, get a little loan and do that? We have done what we can ourselves. If we cannot get the major funding, we may as well do with what already is and dig in. You can see that in 1988, there wasn't any, and that was only the update. PJ made that list before they ever came to Tehachapi, so there was no need to even think about papers and writing other than what he put on that list. I think if you were going to do the list today, you would reverse that and put it way up there in the front simply because it's already going. But you can't just count on this. Why? Because you're going to need press. Even the Tehachapi News is not printed here as such. So you're going to need a press. We had even located a press in Oregon. A lot of things have come and gone while we were making plans but had to fight the fight. So I'm tired of fighting that fight. Let's, for goodness sakes, let's get this precipitated. We can't do it without millions of dollars because we don't want anyone else controlling us. It would have been all right all along the way if anybody wanted to invest $240 million to do that one motion picture studio. But nobody has wanted to do this. So I think we're close enough now. If we just put our energies to this, we can precipitate this. We have the tool. All we have to do is turn it upright, get it rolling, and use it. So why settle for less anymore? I'm not willing to settle for less anymore. I want back what's due the Phoenix Institute and these people. I want to clear up everything that anyone has participated in the Institute and get it cleaned out. And then anyone who has their money back doubled can do whatever they want to do with it. It doesn't mean they're going to clean down or lay down the Phoenix Institute. But it means the Phoenix Institute is square across the way, and I don't want to hear another word about it. But if you want to leave your nest egg in there, let's do it. Because as long as we can utilize that gold as collateral, they will not snatch it from you. And remember, they can not only take it from you, they can devaluate it to zero. They can do anything with anything on this physical earth they want to do with it. So we can only anytime work to the best of our ability to see, to have some insight into possibilities. And they took gold in 1933 at the same time your nation went bankrupt, and guess why that happened? So they could begin to move it out against this day. And then when you went off the gold standard entirely, it was over. Because the contracts then went to the Federal Reserve Bank to do all the minting of money, not the minting of money, but the pressing. And they've turned out all this incredible worthless paper. Well, as long as it has value, we can use it. As well as anybody else. Because you're exchanging value for value. But if your money's tied up in a collateral situation with their banks, they're not going to come snatch it out of there. They don't take their own collateral. They wait and then they call your notes. Then they take your collateral. But if you have already received back what you would call your investment or your loan, and you've made a little interest on it, your money will have been used. You will have been repaid with interest. And we're clear. And that happens when the price of gold doubles. So we can get clear either way on that if, in fact, that gold goes up. But we cannot do all this project building, and yet you've got to have some spelt and you've got to have something on which to survive. And that's what's kept us plugging along here. And if you want a free press anywhere in this world, it's going to be contact. Now, that's just a fact. That's just a fact. And we're going to have to go right ahead writing journals because that is the history of this era. And it will move right in with the ancient teachings. You're going to know the truth. And the truth is going to be put to vault against the age that will come to this same period in cycle that you are now with some other bunch of nitwits. And that will have to be available for them to find, you know, like the Dead Sea Scrolls and stuff like that. But mainly it is to awaken you to the fact of, oh my goodness, I am a godly being. And it doesn't have to be this other way. And what went wrong? What species or what group of our species literally held the big stick and did this to us? Because there are no victims here. You let it happen. And because you let it happen, You can't expect it to be an instantaneous change that somebody else does it for you. You're going to have to do it. You've got to undo it. You've got to build. And you can't wait until one is gone and the next one just comes with all of its stuff. It is an integration evolvement. And we've been working at it intensely for this area for 9 years. We will move into the 10th year. Eckers didn't know it any better than anyone sitting in this room. In fact, some sitting in this room knew it was coming long before they did. And I'm going to repeat something. We didn't stop out by the windmills, but over on Oak Creek Road, coming into Tehachapi Willow Springs, all of those windmills, all those Mitsubishis out there to the side were the Westinghouse SeaWest Park. Eckers had control of it. So I want to do away with this whole idea that George Green is plastered in the Associated Press, that these people were losers. They came out here with Westinghouse. Mitsubishi has put up those windmills out there on SeaWest property are Mitsubishi's, and they are the original prototype of Westinghouse. As this folded, as all of these problems happened with the Eckers, Eckers turned that land back over to SeaWest. They had the option and the control of that land with SeaWest people. So they turned it over to SeaWest. At that same time, Westinghouse decided to go out of the wind turbine business. They had put up some massive ones in Hawaii. And they were having trouble with this particular prototype. And driving by there today, you will see they still do. They leak oil. They fling oil. They have trouble with the gearboxes. But Mitsubishi wanted to go ahead and start putting them up. Millions and millions of dollars. So you don't have losers here. And I'm a little tired of that showing up in the paper. I'm going to start putting a stop to it. Now, these people didn't come out here planning to do a thing for space aliens or God. They came out here to live and hopefully retire and have a damn comfortable income while they did it with Westinghouse and Mitsubishi. And we've all been working as hard as we can 24 hours a day to arrive at this particular conversation on this day, today, on the 20th of August, 1996. Now, I want that funding, and I want to go through with every project and its little finger projects that's listed there. If we can do those things in this place, we can turn around this world. And I'm going to remind Dorma of something, and you can listen while I tell her and pound in her ears. The day she met Little Crow, he said, "We're from Pleiades. You'll be given the energy to do this. What we do will change this world." And she laughed. She said, "Well, not me. I'm not doing anything." And he said, "You will. You will." And we have. And we're not even started with the fun things. We've just had to do the drudge work. And I repeat, there will be a place for anybody who wants to be with us. But we have got to knock this thing off that other side of that hill and get it in our hands. And believe me, these are trained, experienced hands that have been through the damn fire to hang on to what has been made available as a blessing to us. Your sharing and your willingness to take these products and work and take little markers and hope against that day. And when God says, everything you give will be given back 100-fold, I mean it. You will have a house paid for. Vehicles paid for. They will be fringe benefits. You will collect your markers for your fun. God does not cheat you. So don't cheat God. And I don't mean to sound nasty, because finally I can say these things because I know it's happening. But it won't happen unless you want it to happen, because I can't bring it here unless you want to do it. And I know that you do. I know that you do. And I am humbly grateful. We haven't tried to start a big movement. We're not in the interest of great marketing schemes. If we ever get to that point, wonderful. It's been a time of reaching out and touching the ones waiting to hear. And they're not all just in this country. And they will sometimes never be in this country. But you cannot have a little localized program. There is no way to do this as a, quote, commune. The government has bound up things in the United States of America to the point you are not only bankrupt, you are already hanged. But they'll leave these little pods alone because it makes them politically look good. Because you will not be in competition with them. You will be working as they regulate, according to the laws they've made for themselves. If they do away with Nevada corporations, you can bet that it'll be one of the last things they do, because that's where they cover their own ass. And we will never have great, humongous corporations. As we get big, we will split off into a dozen more. The point is to stay small and not compete with them, but to allow a population to go back to work. You cannot have a population not working, because you cannot exist in a welfare state for very long. And you're watching a nation fold because of it. And it's folding intentionally because of it. If your brother needs help for a day or so, you help him. But we're not going to have any built-in welfare systems. And if you're handicapped, wonderful. You better be brain damaged. Because I don't care. If you don't have arms, I bet you can do something with your feet. And as long as you have a mind that will work, you will have a job. Now let it be known. And while you're sick or infirm, you will have help. But you won't retire on anybody's back. And it's a whole new concept in the world. The world can't stand it. And they'll continue to try to put you out of business. Well, I'll tell you, once we begin to get funding, they ain't going to put us out of nothing, business or otherwise. And you can bet your little petunia they'll eat their damn alien law. Because I'll cram it where the sun don't shine.
I'll join you.
Well, I'll let you do it, and then you'll be in trouble and not me. We have learned amazing amounts of things in the last 9 years. Amazing amounts. John has walked 100 years in the last 3. And he's still here, and he's stronger than he was. That is hell to go through. John Schroffer went through hell. And you people set him free. They were going to bump him off for the damn dollar. For money. It makes me sick. So I think we should just have enough money that it doesn't matter. And we don't have to fight each other over it. And if we all understand each other now, I'm going. All right?
All right.
Everybody at peace.
Thank you.
May I borrow the mic?
Yeah.
Now, Commander, I can't let you go without expressing appreciation for those of us from out of town coming, and you sharing the vision with us makes it all the more exciting. We're jumping up and down inside.
And so am I. So am I, man. I am too.
As much as your guidance, we love that. It's the people that we found here that are resonating with everything that you stand for and that you say, everybody here. Once again, we thank you, and we'll be back to you.
I know you will. I just want you to know I have to have Philip. Philip is mine. He doesn't have to be here, but I need Philip.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to cry? There are a few very special people. Very special people amongst the youngsters. And they know it. They know it. Paul was one of them. And I say was simply because he's not with us today. God bless you. I know that he does. And from here on in, it's joy. It truly is. And you can eat a little cake along the way. Because we ain't going to have any guillotines in this valley. Okay. Be safe. Keep your shield around you all the time. And be prepared to work all night, every night. We're going to pull this thing together. Salud.
Salud.